King. They couldn't score in the third period so much, but they sure did well before that. And I think our head coach has the headset on down there now. And I don't know whether you caught Damon, the three-star selection, as John Forrest picked him tonight. Pretty tough to pick three stars out of that because that was a good effort all the way around. But Mitch Holtz was number three. Gelsinger with a goal and two assists, number two. And Owen Hedrick with a goal and three assists, the first star of this hockey game tonight. I thought that was just a tremendous effort on the home ice. Great crowd. They were entertained. All the penalties kind of took away from it, but I thought your team played really, really well.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, I just caught the end of those stars there as we went over them, but I think you got to give it to the crowd. I mean, what an environment here tonight, that student section over there, you know, all of our fans throughout the arena, but boy, our guys were really excited to come out here and have the support of their fellow students in this town. You know, we haven't hidden that the fact our motto this year, our slogan is Return to Glory. And, you know, that's a process. It's a long way. This is one 60-minute game, but that's the kind of start you want. I actually thought our first 20 minutes, you know, wasn't great, you know, but we certainly got it going. We know how critical special teams is going to be when you look around the nation and see what's going on. And a lot of credit. I thought Doug Holloway, Coach Holloway, did a phenomenal job with our penalty killers tonight and Rich Mitro on the power play. I mean, tremendous special teams game, so a ton of credit to those coaches.
Yeah, you had four power play goals tonight in about 12 chances. That's pretty good. That's 33%, which is, as you know, outstanding for a power play. But I said throughout the game tonight when we were talking about it, more impressive than the power play is the penalty kill. I thought they were just outstanding. They blocked shots. Michigan State got so frustrated a few times. They got a kid like Zach Osborne, who to me is a really good defenseman offensively. He couldn't find a lane to get to the net because he had, you know, number 8 in his face or number 11 or whatever, whoever it was. Gage Terrell was great on the penalty kill tonight.
Yeah, tremendous job. And like I said, Coach Holloway deserves credit. Obviously, the players went out and executed the game plan, did a good job. You know, one of the benefits of some of the, you know, the struggles a little bit last year, you know, Diego and Gus were killed together all year last year. Terrell and Holtz, even though they're freshmen, killed together in our top pair all year. A guy like Nenendahl and Hayes have taken a step penalty killing and a little bit of an opportunity. So they did a great job, you know. Kyle Chatham, as you mentioned, a lot of guys had big nights offensively. Well, the game puck elected by the captain, Gus Coralli, went to Kyle Chatham for his work in the penalty kill. I know he had some great block shots, Terrell, Sockerman, you know, so that was huge. It was critical. We talked about, you know, being tough to play against here at Taffy Able, and it's things that take no ability. It's sacrifice, it's toughness, it's passion, and I thought we showed those tonight. So obviously, you know, a very good start to the season, and now we got to get better and better each and every day.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. Chatham, I can remember one play in particular. It was in the first period. They had a backdoor play on the power play that would have given them the lead in the game. It was 1-1 at the time, and Chatham got his stick. He didn't block it, but he got his stick on the backdoor play and took a goal away from Michigan State. And after that, the Lakers came on, and it was a Lakers game.
Yeah, it was tremendous. And, you know, I think another big part that, you know, probably doesn't get, you know, viewed a little bit or seen as closely, but our depth has improved. So
yeah.
Now we don't need Terrell and Holtz to rep two rotations on the PK or Diego and Gus. So we can spin some other guys through there. You know, we've got some power play defensemen, as you saw tonight with the performance of Bendulis and Owen in particular. And that allows Chatham and Ryder to take some minutes off and be focused on a great penalty kill. So that depth, you know, tonight was good for us, and we're going to need that throughout the season.
Well, the official attendance tonight was near 3,000, Damon, and, you know, I think you deserve a lot of credit for that, too, because of some of these changes you've been making. That pregame thing is, I've heard more people say great things about the pregame and the excitement it causes. I think the players love it as well. And that student section is pretty impressive, and that takes a lot of effort on the part of a lot of people to get those students over there, get them packed in like that. I saw a gold man tonight, a blue man tonight. I thought I was back in Vancouver, and they just changed the colors. But it was exciting, and I think one of the better crowds we've had in a long time.
Well, you have to check your eyes because you somehow missed the T-Rex over there. That was the one.
Yeah,
I
saw him,
T-Rex.
Too.
No, you know, I appreciate it, Bill. And, you know, we're here to build a program. We're not just here to win hockey games or worry about the hockey side of things. It takes a lot. And I'm very fortunate, again, to have Rich and Doug. There's some things that are tough for me to give up coaching-wise, but it does allow me to work with our students a little bit more. You know, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, meeting with student government. Our students have been tremendous. Our athletic administration, our student life have been tremendous. You know, and if we're going to do something and build it and return it to glory and get that crowd, it's going to take a lot of people. So I really appreciate the support of the administration, both on the athletic side and the school side. And again, without Rich and Doug, you know, we wouldn't be able to have the time to put some of that into there. But our students were tremendous. So we hopefully that's a starting point we can build on that. And you know what? Good for our guys. That we gave them something to be excited about. You know, that's important that you know, our piece is winning hockey games and putting on an entertaining product, and we certainly did that tonight. So if we can do that, we know they'll be there for us, and that's exciting.
Well, you know, one of the things we haven't mentioned, you and I, in this post-game talk is the jerseys tonight, too. We talked about it early in the game tonight, pointed out that those are the jerseys, the replicas from the 1960s, when Ron Mason coached this team and won a couple of championships, or at least he won one, and Rick Conley won another one. But the guys upstairs loved it. The guys who played in that era saw those uniforms, and they just thought it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, no, that's. I'm glad they enjoyed it. I thought they looked tremendous, and, you know, actually credit to my wife, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to spill the beans, but they'll be used for pink in the rink and then, you know, available for our fans after that. So I thought she did a tremendous job on that. I wasn't sure at first, but, you know, she knew and did a good job. And again, a lot of people took to get those here in time and ready to go. Our players actually didn't know a word, so they'd never seen them, didn't know what was going on. So when they walked in, they saw that, and again, a little bit more life and energy. So it's an excited crew. We got a good hockey team, and again, long, long way to go, but we'll take that first night for sure.
Okay, one last thing to talk about, and that's the freshmen's input tonight. We've been talking about these freshmen and how they're going to have input. Well, Max Humitz, Braden Gelsinger, and Chris Bindulis, they scored their first collegiate goals tonight in this game, and they played really well, all three of them.
Yeah, it's nice to get those out of the way early. There's nothing kind of hanging over there. But, yeah, I mean, we said, you know, from that day one, that first 2 hours of ice, we liked our depth. We liked our skill. We thought we were, you know, upgraded in some areas and you know, continuing to build some things. So you saw it tonight. I thought Bindulis was very good. I thought Max Humitz was very good. Gelsinger, as you said, you know, I thought Luke Morgan was good. So those guys did a good job, and we have guys waiting. You know, Brian Basilico can play and will play. You know, I like where he's at and where he's going to be in particular. You know, you got Renz and Roll with a lot of experience, but they're going to get their spots and their chances. And, you know, we like the depth of this hockey team, and we have a chance to move this thing forward, and that's the goal.
All right, Damon, thanks for joining us here post-game. Go ring the bell, or I guess that's already done.
Probably missed it, but they'll enjoy it, and I'll hear about it. And we'll enjoy it for an hour or so, and then we'll break the film down, and we got to be better tomorrow. They're going to be hungry, and, you know, that's the way it goes. That was one point with our freshmen. We don't move to a new city now and play a new opponent. We don't go from Green Bay to Cedar Rapids or whatever. It's Michigan State, and their desperation level raises up. We can't be complacent. We got to get the foot right back on the pedal. So thanks, Bill. Enjoy the night. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, the fans.
Thanks, Damon. Good
thanks.
Job. And really, what a effort this was here tonight. One of the better hockey games all the way around that we've seen in a long, long time here.